Also, we are finishing up the rest of today's daf of Tzadik Ches Amud Beis up until the Mishnah. So we're picking up 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 23 lines up from the bottom. So the Gemara says, Ashkechei Rav Chista l'Rabba Bar Shmuel. So Rav Chista came upon Rabba Bar Shmuel. Amarle, Tonis Midi Be'isuri Hano. Tell me, have you learned anything or taught anything when it comes to matters concerning Isur Hano, those items that are prohibited from deriving benefit? Amarle, and he said, yes, I actually taught the following. Tanina, Ve'eshev Es HaGzela Sher Gozel. Ve'eshev Es HaGzela. The Torah says that when you steal something, you are obligated to return that which you stole. Ma Talmud Lomar Asher Gozel. Now the pasuk says Veishev Es HaGzela. You have to return the stolen object. Why does it have to add in that last phrase Asher Gozel that you have to go ahead that you stole? To which the Gemara answers Yachzir Kein Shagozel. To teach me that as long as the item is physically intact, I have the ability to return the item itself, even though from a status perspective, the item has fundamentally changed. Mikan Amru. From here we learn Gozel Matbea VeNifsal Peros VeHerkivu Yain VeHichmet. From here we learn that if a person stole a coin, and the coin is no longer used in circulation, it was possible, meaning the silver content is there, but it's no longer in circulation, or a person stole fruit and it rotted, or wine and it became vinegar, or truma v'nitmes, or truma and it became tamei, or chametz v'avar lava pesach, or chametz and ultimately pesach passed by, in which case it's aser bano, or behema v'ne'evda ba'avera, or an animal, and there was some type of avera, either an act of bestiality or an act of avodah zorah done with the animal, v'shor ad shelo nigmar dino, or for that matter, a shor that killed someone, but it has not yet been sentenced. In all of these cases, Omer lo harisha chalefanecha. So, based on the fact that the Torah says veheishav esagzela, it doesn't just say that you shall return the item you stole, but rather it says veheishav esagzela asher gozel, that as long as the item is as physically intact as it was at the time that you stole it, then halacha lemaisa, again, you could return it as is, even though the item has undergone a change in status. Man shamesle da amar achilo nigmar dino in mishen nigmar dino lo. So who is the one who said that ultimately, again, you could only return the ox if it has not yet been sentenced? But once it's been sentenced, you may not return it. So the Gemara says, that's the Rabbanon. And yet, interestingly enough, the katani chamit v'avr alav ha-pesach, omer lo ha-reisha chalafanecha, yet again, the same Braisa also quotes the case of chamit shalav ha-pesach. And by that case, ultimately, it says, that you can return the chametz shel Pesach and you could say arei shachal lefanecha. Here's your chametz. So this seems to back up what the rabbi taught us earlier. Amar lei mi meshkachas lehu lo teima lehu v'lo midi. To which, again, interestingly enough, so based on this exchange, the Gemara seems to be saying that the rabbi was correct, because rabbi was the one who said that even according to the Rabbanon, a ganov, or say a gazlan, a thief, has the ability to go ahead. So it is physically intact. As long as it's physically intact, even if there's been a change in status, you could return the item as is. So the Gemara says, Amalei, so Rav Chista said to Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Imashkachas lehu lo teim lehu velo midi. Do me a favor, that if you meet up with the students in the yeshiva, please don't tell them about this braisa. Rabbi says, so here you have over here, interestingly enough, Rav Chista, realizing that he's been beat, almost says a little bit tongue-in-cheek, If you bump into the students at the yeshiva, please don't share this braisa with them. So it appears that now Rabba's point has been proven, that even according to the Rabbanon, you have the ability to go ahead and say Haresh Shalcha Lefanecha. Fine. So the Gemara goes by to Peres Veherkivu, Peres Veherkivu, Omer Lo Haresh Shalcha Lefanecha. So remember, in that list of the braisa also said that if a person stole fruit and the fruit rotted, so you have the ability to go ahead and say Haresh Shalcha Lefanecha, you give back the fruit as is. So the Gemara says, but one second, V'hotinan, but we learned Peres Veherkivu Mishalim Kisha Sagzela, but yet we learned elsewhere that if you stole fruit and the fruit rotted, you have to pay in accordance with the value of the fruit at the time you stole them. Amara Papa, Kan Sheher Kivu Kulon, Kan Sheher Kivu Miktsas. And it's actually quite interesting. So our Papa says, it depends about the level of spoilage. If you look at Rashi says over here, No Rashi. So the idea over here that the Gemara is trying to highlight is that there's a certain amount of spoilage that is expected in produce. So when the Braisa said that if the produce spoiled, you could return it as is, that means that it's the normal level of spoilage. But if Lamaisa, the spoilage became excessive to the point that the fruit is no longer usable, then Eino Chinami, you would have to go ahead and repay the value of the fruit at the time that it was stolen. So Moshe, just to close out this sugya in terms of how we paskin, so the Shulchan Aruch, this is in Choshen Mishpat, Hilchos Gazela, Shimon Shin Samech Gimel Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch writes the following, Gazel Behima Vehiskino, if a person stole an animal and the animal got old, O Kachasha, or it got weakened, but it weakened in a way that's irreversible. Or if you stole a coin and it cracked, or it was totally taken out of circulation. In other words, it's impossible to go ahead and use it anywhere. Or if you stole fruit and they all rotted, this is really dovetailing after what we just learned, they totally rotted. Or osha gozel yain vehichmitz, or you stole wine and it turned to vinegar. Hare ze kimosha gozel kliva shavro, umshalim kisha sagzelo. So therefore the Shulchan Aruch paskins that when you steal something, if the item undergoes an irreversible physical material change, then in achinami you pay in accordance with the value of the item at the time you stole it. Aval, im gozel behemos v'kachashu, kachashef shalachzer. But if you stole an animal, and although it weakened, the weakening is reversible. It was damaged, but the damage is reversible. Osha gozel avodim v'eskinu, or you stole slaves and they got old. V'his osha gozel matbeya, v'nifso b'medina zuvar yotzi medina acheres, or you stole a coin. And although it's no longer in circulation here, it is usable in a different medina, a different place. Osha gozel perosvir kibul miktsasen, or you stole fruit and only part of them rotted. O truma v'nitma'a, or you stole truma and it became tame, or you stole chametz and Pesach passed by, or you stole an animal, or you stole an animal and a nevera was done with it and it can't be offered up as a carbon. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins halacha l'maisa that if the item that I stole is totally physically intact, there's been no irreversible physical material change to the item, even if there has been a change in status, I have the ability to return the item as is and to say Haresha Chalifamecha. If, on the other hand, the item has undergone an irreversible, significant material change, then Enachinami, I am no longer able to go ahead and return the object. Rather, I pay the value of the object as it was at the time that I stole it. We'll stop over here. Meretz Hashem will pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadik Ches Amud Beis. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.